Well, hello again. It's time with tea, and I have tea with a little tea in my cup. Guys, we're going to go ahead and get started with the numbers. You can reach us at 919-768-2486. That's 919-768-2486. We can also be reached for any domestic violence updates or concerns at 1-800-799-7233. That's 1-800-799-7233. All right, guys, today's topic is a good one for me. I want to go ahead and talk about the vetting or dating with purpose. How should you vet? You should vet methodically and with purpose. I want to talk a little bit about history of women dating. Typically, yes, it is definitely the man's position to pursue the woman. We'll never take that away from them. But the woman has always had her way of having an influence on, whether or not he was one for her or whether or not she would allow or pursue the dating process. But the thing about it is that many times, even if the woman really is into the man, she'll allow the man to steer the whole process. And even though that is his position to pursue her, it is not his position to drive the whole relationship in the direction that it should go. In fact, after he decides he wants her and she agrees and allows him to, pursue her in a real serious dating manner. No links, no, Netflix and chills, casualty things. I call them casualties. but a real, I would like to get to know you to see if you would be someone that I would like to spend more time with getting to know in real life processes of maybe marriage, having a family, and moving forward. So, with that being said, you meet people at different stages in your life and in different stages of their life. So typically, the reason why the older woman will date a younger man is if she's kind of given up on men in generally, and she'll just say, oh, I'll just have the sex from a young man, why not? Or a man that is a little older may date a younger woman because he's finally ready to settle down and the older women still don't believe in him. And so if he's going to date, somebody and pursue them and beg them to believe in him, he's going to pick the cherry off top. So that will usually be a younger woman or somebody that they can actually influence more because of their mind as well as being younger and more immature. But back to the dating, that's the little history I want to give you. As of today, dating can be very casual. But for people who are serious about dating and they're tired of the dating rat race, I suggest you listen a little close to what I'm about to say. You have to first of all believe in yourself. Love yourself. And if you're not healed, don't date. Don't try to pursue bringing another factor into the solution, to the equation, because there will not be rest. Because an unhealed person is an unwhole person. And if you're not clear on how to love yourself yet, you will never learn how to love the next person. So that's very important. So that's the point at which you stop and say, do I even need to try to date at this point in my life? Am I there? Am I healed? Am I whole? Am I over my ex? Am I over the trauma from childhood, abandonment issues, or being gaslighted by different people to believe that I'm not what I should be or could be? And then if I don't believe in myself, it could be because I believe what they told me. Now, I'm going to go a little further with that. It could be very difficult to wait till you're healed completely, but I'm saying at least on a path of healing, because healing doesn't happen chronologically. It usually happens where, you know, you're awakened and then you feel things, and then you numb yourself again, and then you feel things again, and then you're ready, and then you're not ready. So healing looks different for each person. We'll say that. But what I do want to say is, once you've recognized the issues that you have within yourself, and you've seeked out professional help to get yourself in a direction of, you know, working on you, self-assessing. And once you get there, you will realize that, first of all, it's okay to be alone for a while. People that are always in a relationship, and I'm not talking about those that have found a good relationship and they're in it and they're working on it. I'm talking about people that jump around from relationship to relationship are dealing with some issues that they need to fix within themselves. This could go the same for jobs. You know, you're running from something. It could go the same with moving around city to city or church to church, or, you know. But the thing about it is, sometimes people have to do that moving around. But you will eventually find what you're looking for once you realize it started with you. Now we're going to jump back onto this whole thing of vetting with a purpose. Now, in the past, in years, we talked about history. Women did let the man drive the whole tour. I mean, yes, she was interested, he was interested, but if she was not sure if he wanted what she wanted, she would mind read. She would try to read his mind, and she'd hope he'd read her mind, and she'd throw out hints. But in reality, if you want something, you have to ask for it. And you can't read anybody's mind, and they can't read yours. So you have to communicate what you are willing to do, what you're not willing to do, and what you want, and what you don't want. So with that being said, if you're dealing with somebody, day one, I say get out pen and paper. Not necessarily in their face, but write down the date that you met that person. Write down what you liked about that person or you didn't like. Communicate clearly that you are interested in XYZ. I'm interested in marriage, or I'm not interested in marriage, or I'm interested in marriage within this 5 years, or I want children. It's not a crime if somebody doesn't want that. But it's only a crime if you say this, they sign up for it, and then later they renege. That's not a real crime, but it's not morally decent if a person tells you they want something only to find out later that they only said that to get closer to you or have sex with you. So yes, if you're not asking this man for his hand eventually in marriage, or for a future, or for children, or for whatever it is that you want, you can't assume that he wants what you want because he lays down with you, or because you have fun, Netflix and chill, or you go out to eat, or you shop together, play games together. This is called life. Boy meets girl, and the attraction is physical. It's physical. So with that being said, I'm gonna give you a list of attractions that I got. Physical attraction. That's the appearance. Oh, he's handsome. Oh, she's beautiful. Okay. Superficial, but very important to some people. And what is beautiful to one is not so beautiful to another. So beauty is definitely in the eye of the beholder. Financial attraction. could be exactly what it sounds like. I mean, this man or this woman is financially set. They have a great job. They have a great house. They have good credit. They may be wealthy, or they just may have a good status and they're on their way to be wealthy. Or they're just content with having what they need. That could be an attraction. I don't feel so bad now that I've read that somewhere. Or actually, I saw it on the internet. Because I used to think, well, if I'm being a good person, I shouldn't worry about the finances. That is not being a good person. That's being settling for whatever. And when it comes to dating, you should never settle for whatever. Because if you think about it, even that person is going to say, wow, she's easy. I mean, I didn't have to do much to get that. Or, I mean, she didn't have any standards. Or, you know, even that person is going to look at you like, wow. So anybody can get you, huh? And a man will definitely appreciate a woman he had to put some work in for. You know, either because she had him wait, or because he had to step up his game to get with her. He's going to appreciate that. His mom is going to appreciate that he met someone who, you know, got him to step his game up, because she couldn't. His dad couldn't. And a couple of other women that he left in the trails couldn't do it either, because they were too willing to accept him where he was at. And he saw you as a prize, and he worked hard to get you, and he knew he had to use that same energy to keep you. So we're going to move on. The next one is mental. If you meet somebody who is an intellect, or just in general, they seem like they have a whole lot of common sense. They didn't go to Harvard or Yale, but they have a whole lot of common sense. And they know how to handle things when they pop up. And they have very strategic thinking, critical thinking. And they don't get hopeless really quickly. They start to go into a think tank to figure out how they're going to handle something. You feel safe with that person. It don't matter if it's a man or a woman. A man wants a woman who can think her way out of a situation, and not just scream and holler and yell for him every time. So, yeah, emotional intelligence is the next one. That one's going to be where a person says, yes, you know, you give me butterflies. You know, every time I see you, I feel the sparks. But we're not in a position for this right now. We're too young, or we're too this, or whatever. They're going to assess the situation, and they're going to be rational. Or put it this way, in the negative stance, you could say you meet a person and you're dating, and then they just start getting possessive out of nowhere. Well, that's not intelligent emotions, because you don't even have a connection with me beyond coffee, a movie, or whatever. You know, even if you had moved on to first base and had sex, you still are not my anything yet. It just, we're meeting and greeting, but we're not involved. And let's even go further. Okay, so you're dating now, and this person sees you out having drinks with your friends, your girlfriends, and they come and say, you need to go home. Excuse me? So it's that type of emotional, undeveloped intelligence or immaturity, for me, is a turnoff. And I would not be attracted to that person. I don't care about any of the other stuff. And a lot of times people are already invested in these people, and they stay because they feel it's better than starting over. No. Always be willing to hit reset and start over. Because I'm telling you right now from experience, staying is delaying. and creating a major situation. Because now you may get children, you may get families involved, and you make it a rabbit hole that you can't come out of. And this person is not changing, because why should they? You're not leaving. You're going to stay regardless. They've already tested you on that. That's what this is about. A lot of things are just tests. And I'm not mad at people that test you either. I'm mad at you for flunking by staying. You're mad at yourself because you stayed in the situation. But yes, the main thing you want to do is to allow yourself to start over. To allow yourself to step back from the situation as if it's not even you. As if it's one of your girlfriends or guy friends and say, hey, are you going to allow that? You're just going to roll over and play dead on this situation? And if you would tell your friend to get up and go, then you need to get up and go. Some things don't deserve a second, third chance. Like somebody striking you or cheating on you in a situation where they're just reckless, unprotected sex, or just somebody that's very close to you that they knew that it would destroy you, at least emotionally. But those things heal too. Time heals all wounds if you address them. And if you move from the source of the destruction, what destroyed you, you got to get away from it. Guys, you know I try to keep this at 15 minutes. We're running over, but it's okay because I got one more thing to speak on. Spiritual connections, attractions, values. What do they value? I mean, are they blind women and song types? And I laugh because that's what my dad used to say, you know, to my mom. But they were 18. He changed. He didn't stay that same man. And she believed that he was still that man. But he was that man for many years. But at some point, you get older. Your health fails. You look around. You can't pull the same women. You can't pull the same men. It's okay. You're not supposed to. They're children and you're an adult. They're maturing and you should be mature. So at the end of the day, even old dogs can learn new tricks. And that is, they can change. But they have to sometimes. So they may not do it gracefully. But I would want somebody who has the same values as I. You know, the family, are you a believer in God? Are you an atheist? Or do you have some other religion that you believe in? Or practice? Are you one that saves money? That's very important to me. Are you a spender? Are you just reckless with money? Do you eat healthy? Do you have standards about your food, what goes in your body, or do you just eat anything? Do you overeat? Do you undereat? Do you go to the doctor? Do you, donate to the children's society? That doesn't matter to me, but I'm just saying, ask these type of questions just to get to know who you're dealing with. Do you love animals? I love animals. I love dogs. Well, I love my dog. And I don't care for cats only because I'm allergic to them. And they're weird. But I just want to say that if you're going out there without this pen and paper and this checklist, at least in your mental, to decide whether a person is or not for you, it's because you need to start back over into first base and say, do I believe in myself? Do I love myself? Am I capable of loving another person? And am I healed and whole and ready to have boundaries and recognize a safe place and recognize that someone is not for me early enough that it's not digging a rabbit hole for myself? Ask yourself those questions. And at the end of the day, I promise you, you'll know if you're ready for dating. And if you are really working on yourself, dating won't pressure you. You'll let them know when you're ready. All right, guys, that's it for now. That was our time. And this is T signing off. Till next time.